Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, your loving kindness always goes before us and follows after us. Summon us into your light and direct our steps in the ways of goodness that come through the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Please be seated. Jesus.
A reading from Isaiah. There will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, the Lord brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light was shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. Word of God, word of life. Let's say Psalm 27 responsively. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
One thing I
For in the day of trouble, God will give me shelter, hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary, and raise me high upon a rock. Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me.
My heart sees your message. See my face. Your face, O
Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away. You have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation.
Glory to God.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region in the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. He said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, this is a Lutheran church. I noticed that we're training our youngest children to be good Lutherans. Did you see them clapping? Just like all of you clap. Nice and quiet and reserved. Most of us people with a knowledge of history would be able to see the name Luther in that Lutheran title and remember that 16th century event with Martin Luther and the beginning of the Reformation movement. We know what Lutheran means when we see that on a sign, but this is an evangelical Lutheran church. And do you know what that means? Evangelical. On first thought, evangelical usually brings to mind those irritating Christians who bug you constantly about what's your faith and how are you living your faith and, you know, always wanting to talk to you about doing church in a different way than you're doing it now. Or maybe evangelical calls to mind those people that knock on the door and when you answer the door they say, "Have you been saved? Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?" Those are good questions. Those are good ways to live your life, but we usually have a negative feel about that idea of evangelical. Jesus calls his disciples, his first disciples, in the story that we just heard from Matthew's gospel. Jesus calls his first disciples to be evangelical, to go fishing for people. But it's not that kind of fishing for people that Jesus is talking about in this passage from Matthew. The word evangelical comes from the root word evangel, which is translated good news. Good news. Being evangelical is bringing the good news to others. Not the good news about our church being better than your church, but the good news about Jesus. The good news that Jesus came to fulfill. After John had been arrested, Jesus left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and those who sat in the region in the shadow of death, light has dawned. Matthew was quoting these words from Isaiah that Aid read in our first reading, where the prophet tells of the coming of the Messiah, saying that when this anointed one comes, there will be no gloom for those who are in anguish. Isaiah says, "In the former time, the Lord brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious these lands. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On them light has shined. The Lord has increased its joy. They rejoice with you as with the joy at a harvest. For the yoke of their burden, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken." The readings today tell us that Jesus, the Messiah, came to be a light for those living in the darkness. Jesus came to break the burden, the yoke under which people strain, so that they will be free. Free from whatever oppresses them. Jesus is the light
that has now dawned in our world, the light that can never be overcome or diminished or extinguished. This is the light for all people, especially for those who are living in some darkness. Jesus is to be light for those who are living in the darkness of fear. Fear of the loss of a job, fear of family situations or stress, fear of illness, fear of death. Jesus is to be light for those who are struggling to emerge from mental illness. He is to be light for those who live in the darkness of sexual promiscuity or adulterous affairs. Last Friday, San Diego had its annual homeless count. The numbers for this year aren't in yet, but did you know the numbers last year? They always do it at the same time every year. Count all the people who are living in transitional shelters, in the shelters, in their vehicles, or on the streets. Nearly 9,000 people in San Diego. Second or third only to New York City and Los Angeles. People who live in darkness. Jesus is to be a light to those who live in that darkness of homelessness, hungry and desperate. Being evangelical is not about getting folks to come to our church. It's about caring for people so much that we want them to have the light to shine in the darkness of their lives. It's about loving people so much that we want the light to shine in their lives as well as in ours. It's about seeing that darkness in people's lives and bringing them to the light. Not our light, but the light of Christ. Not the light of false hope, but the true light. The light that has come into this world. The light of Christ that enlightens and enlivens, that warms and guides. This light of Christ has already dawned and is spreading. Like the sun newly risen on a cloudy day, Jesus Christ is risen and his light is shining. But there are still clouds and there are still shadows and it's still dark. There are still people who have not seen the light, who do not know that the light is for them to dispel that darkness of fear or shame and brokenness. And that's why Jesus calls us to be evangelical. Jesus calls us to fish for people. He calls us to be his body in the world, to be his hands and feet, to be his mouth in the world, to follow him and to proclaim with him, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." To share that good news of great joy that is for all people. To proclaim that a Savior has been born for us. That in him a great light has shined. And this light will bring hope and promise. And this hope and this promise is for you and for me. That's what being evangelical is about. It's about fishing for men and women and children who are living in the darkness. It's about sharing with them the good news of this hope and promise that is for them. In the psalm today, we prayed, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? And even now, he lifts my head and will not forsake me." The good news is that even now, even in the midst of the darkness in our own lives, The Lord lifts up our heads to see that a new day is dawning. And that's the good news that we are to share with others. The good news that a new day is dawning for them too. We are the Evangelical Lutheran Church, and we are called, along with Peter and Andrew and James and John, we are called to be fishing for people, to proclaim that all are welcome to hear, to believe, and to celebrate that Jesus Christ is the light of the world for us and for them, for all. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Amen.